Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Thirty-nine on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 8:30. Oh, excuse me, 66 degrees right here on WRHI.
That sounds like 8:30.
I know.
That's close.
Didn't you say it was 26 degrees?
I can see how you did that.
Morning?
I did. But 26 is closer to 66.
That is
at least
so
I was
true.
In the same weather channel.
Now, if we're both going down, we're going down with the ship, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start over at 8:40 in the morning.
Yes.
66 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Bursar.
All right. We are hanging out with some of our favorite people, the folks from the Children's Attention Hub. We have Katie Motzinger. We have Jamie Dagenhart, who is a board member.
Dagenhart.
We literally for 10 minutes went over his last name, and I still said it wrong. Dagenhart. It's all right, Jamie. You've been called everything, right?
I have, and you know that's more politically correct than some, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you all are here today about a golf tournament that's going to benefit the Children's Attention Home. It's called FORE, the Children Golf Tournament. Great play on words.
Love it.
Katie, let's talk a little bit about that. Of course, the Children's Attention Home has continued to conduct business in a COVID world. Mm-hmm. The needs just do not go away, and some would argue they probably increase in a COVID world. So events like this are so vital to continue to offer the great services that you do have.
Yeah, and you know, like you just said, it certainly never slowed down for us. If anything, it sped up because you're trying to adapt and change just like everybody else. I'm not going to say the word pivot. Oh, no, I just did. JK. So anyway, so we have really had to change things around. And thankfully, you know, we're seeing some things come back to a little bit more normal pace. All of the kids are back into full time with school. But we were doing a lot of the learning at home, e-learning, just like everybody else. And so our team was just incredible. We had to pull back on all of our volunteers. Some of our fundraisers or all of our in-person fundraisers were canceled. And so this tournament is really to help us fill in some of the gaps that we've seen over the last year as it comes to some of the funding that we've seen change. So even as fundraising has changed, even some of our grants and other sources of revenue have been changed or shifted in order to respond differently as it relates to COVID-19, or just in the fact that some of the people that fund us have been financially impacted by everything that's happened with the pandemic. And so we invite people to come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be at Rock Hill Country Club on May 3rd. We have the golf tournament itself, but then we also have afterwards a community picnic where we're inviting people who are non-golfers or people who are not playing in the tournament to come and be part of the event with us and learn a little bit more about the home and how they can continue to make a difference even after the event.
I love picnics, and it's outside, I gather, because you got to have a picnic outside. It's safe. You want to be COVID-friendly.
Right.
Jamie, I understand you serve on the board.
I do.
So this was, I'm sure you all got together and thought, what are we going to do? Because the need does not change, but as you mentioned, Katie, the fundraising streams have.
Absolutely. Not only, you know, as someone who runs a small business, this has been a strange year, and the home has done an amazing job. The staff have done a great job weathering this storm, and they've actually expanded services. You know, in the time of a pandemic, they've expanded services, and with those services come additional costs.
Mm. Absolutely.
And the annual budget for the Attention Home is somewhere around $2.5 million, and less than half of that money is funded through grants. The majority of those funds come through private donations, sponsorships, fundraising of that sort, and so this is we're excited to be able to hold something again in person, where we can be out in the community and can have a chance to have folks come out in a safe environment. You know, on a golf course, you're socially distanced, and so it'll be a fun time for us to get back together in person.
And Katie, as Jamie broke down the funding for the Children's Attention Home. This is yearly for you all. I mean, once you finish a calendar year, the budget starts over.
Right.
And then the ask asking of the community continues again. So it's like always being on a treadmill that never stops. And I know you guys, you and your team, you guys do a fantastic job. So for folks in the community, this is a great way of just doing something simple as playing a round of golf, even if they're not great at it. You don't care.
Listen, if you want to compare yourself to me when I golf, it'll make everybody feel better. So, yeah, I mean, it is. It's every year, and you know, we've been doing this now for 50 years, yeah. And it's been very interesting over the last year with it being our 50th year, reviewing and looking back on how the community has over 50 years just continued to help us do more for these kids. And it's this cycle of we need to do more, and so we ask and the community responds to make sure our kids are taken care of. And so this is one of those times. And so because of changes at the state level, at the federal level, as Jamie said, we've had to expand services because there's more kids who need more. And right now, what we're anticipating because of everything with the pandemic, there were lower reports in child abuse and neglect because kids were not in school. So people were not seeing them. And so now that kids are going back into school full time and even going into the fall, what we anticipate is that there's going to be a lot of cases that have sat unseen for a year, that there's kids out there that need help. And so preparing for these kids that are coming is also on the horizon of what we're trying to make sure we're ready to serve them.
We're very familiar with the Children's Attention Home. Mm-hmm. We also know that a lot of people are moving into our area all the time. Mm-hmm. Very briefly, just give us an understanding of the service you provide.
Sure. So the Children's Attention Home has been around since 1970. And from day one, our mission has been to provide nurturing care and life-changing services for kids that are in foster care. And 4 years ago, we started our program for homeless youth as well. And so they live with us full-time. We take them to school. We help them get jobs. We help them learn what it takes to live life independently. While in the past, we've served many younger children, right now, a lot of our kids, because of placement decisions and whatever, are teenagers. And so we're not just raising them from the foundation that they probably didn't get growing up because of the abuse and neglect and trauma they've been through, but we're preparing them to be on their own. They may not be going to another placement. They're becoming independent after their time with us. So whatever we can do to meet them where they are in, as individuals, and help them reach those goals and reach their potential that's already there. They just need somebody to support them in that. That's what we do.
If the golf tournament, great opportunity, the conversations, this is how you learn all that is happening that maybe you're not aware of, because it's incredible. Thank you to the volunteers and everybody. But if someone listening today just wants to give back in some way, what are some ways that they too could support the Children's Attention Home?
So they can go on our website is where everything is.
Okay, the website.
Go to our website, attentionhome.org. But giving financially is huge. We can't do what we do without financial support. As you heard Jamie say, our budget is $2.5 million a year. Less than half of that is coming from the government. And then almost half of it is coming from community grants and donations. And so by coming and supporting the tournament, by giving online, we have in-kind needs as well. So if people feel more comfortable with our wish list, we certainly have like things that we need on that, like a shopping list you have for your own house.
Yeah.
We just have one for, you know, 40 kids or so. So you can go on and check out our Amazon wish list. Volunteer opportunities are a little limited still right now, but keep an eye out on those coming forward. And we do have volunteer opportunities with the tournament that will be posted soon.
You can also, if you're a business and if you're looking into sponsorship opportunities, there's certainly opportunities there. So it's called For the Children Golf Tournament, to raise money for the Children's Attention Home. All the proceeds raised will go right back into the young people Katie and Jamie have been describing right here in our backyard. The golf tournament set up for Monday, May the 3rd. It's pretty much an all-day thing. You get golf, you get breakfast, you get a picnic lunch from 9 till about 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is when the picnic lunch begins. You don't have to be great at golf. And if you aren't great, just see Katie and you can be on teams together, right?
Yes. We'll throw clubs together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, the love and support that you both have and so many others will have for the Children's Attention Home, we get to see it in our line of work. And it's just It's very humbling, and it's just amazing, your passion and just never stopping, never sitting. You don't like no in your vocabularies, that we know, but that's great. I mean, you're fighting for these kids to have a fighting chance for their future.
Thank you.
Get signed up for the Children Golf Tournament Monday, May the 3rd at the Rock Hill Country Club. Jamie Degenhart and Katie Motzinger, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.